This is a Kim Monson national news briefing. ABC and NBC skip Trump's primetime address, and he says it should cost their licenses. CBS and Fox carried the July 16 election security address live, but ABC and NBC kept it off their broadcast networks and put it on their streaming apps instead. Guests on The Kim Monson Show called the decision by two networks that use the public airwaves a warning sign, and the president said it should cost them their licenses. Washington. When President Donald Trump asked the broadcast networks to carry his primetime address on the night of July 16, CBS and Fox put it on the air and two others did not. ABC and NBC kept their regular primetime programming on their broadcast networks and offered the president's remarks only through their news streaming apps. For two networks that reach millions of homes over the public airwaves to keep a presidential address off those channels, is the decision that alarmed guests on The Kim Monson Show, and a president answered it by saying it should cost the networks their licenses. The White House had taken the rare step of formally asking the networks to carry the address live. According to a CNN media report, Trump singled out the two that declined, criticizing NBC and ABC and complaining that the broadcasters pay nothing to use the public airwaves. CBS and Fox carried the speech live on their broadcast signals. ABC and NBC put it only on their news streaming services, ABC News Live and NBC News Now, and stayed with their regular schedules until short special reports after the president finished, Deadline reported. Those streaming apps reach a small fraction of the audience that tunes to the broadcast networks over the air, so most of ABC's and NBC's viewers did not see the address on the channel in front of them. Among the cable channels, CNN also declined to run the speech live. The address centered on election security and the president's push for the Save America Act, a measure that would require documents such as a birth certificate or passport to register to vote. On the July 17 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, Diamond sponsor Susan Harris said the decision by two of the major networks to keep the address off the air was among the most troubling things she had seen. The fact that two of the major United States networks did not air the president's address last night was the most chilling and the most telling event to me. That's happened in a long time, Harris said. Colonel Bill Rutledge, a retired Air Force officer, made a related point earlier in the show, warning that when a large audience hears only one version of events, repeated often enough, people lose their grip on what is true. Host Kim Monson shared the concern that a broad swath of Americans would come away not knowing what the president had said. She also read a morning headline that Trump was calling for the revocation of the ABC and NBC licenses. And she drew a careful line of her own. She and her guest both believe in a free press, she said, and the country has to be careful as it goes down that road, even as she argued that the president's move might force more coverage of a speech the networks had set aside. The licenses the president pointed to belong to the network's local stations rather than to the national networks themselves. And now, Kim's perspective. When two networks that broadcast over the public airwaves decide a sitting president's address does not belong on their main channels, every citizen should want to know who made that call and why. That is the story worth watching, and it is a troubling one. A self-governing people cannot make sound decisions on a thin or filtered diet of information, and a presidential address landing on a small streaming app instead of the network that millions were already watching is exactly that kind of thinning. I also believe a free press is worth defending, which is why I would answer a press that leans one way with more voices and more competition, and with an audience that goes looking for the whole story. There are more of those citizens every day, and they are the ones I trust to sort this out. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.